This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, happy Sunday afternoon or morning, wherever you are. Around planet Earth, could be evening. I just don't know, but it's okay. No cheap seats here. And it's okay. It's not funny. It's okay.
No,
we got to deal with some... What?
It's just funny because it's like on Sunday,
yeah,
we're in the morning,
yeah,
right? You know, earlier, yeah, in the day.
For you, yes.
During,
yes,
the week, then it's like, oh, now we're at this time. We're kind of...
I know, this is like our like solar radiation program, you know, because the sun is up, it's bright, it's shiny, wherever you are, hopefully it is. Okay. If you're listening in Australia, it could be the middle of the night right now, I'm not sure. But I'm glad you're with us here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, kicking off a couple hours of broadcast healing on our syndicator, GCN, Genesis Communications, and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. And then we'll get into the other updates that we have, including Epic Times, momentarily. Yeah, including, by the way, did you see that right before we went to air? I added another story to where we're opening today on Robin Williams' doctor-assisted suicide.
This is breaking news.
Have you heard that one before?
Have I heard
I
that
indicated one? That this week. No, I mean, listen, we talked about this briefly before, yeah, the show, but I indicated this week that they're going to find, if not, they'll deny it, but the reality is it's going to leak out that he was on major medicines. The ones we've talked about over the years are the antidepressants and anti-anxiety medicines that have been, let's say, connected to suicides and other behaviors that are very dangerous to life. And it got worse this week when it was leaked that Robin Williams had the beginning stages of cerebral palsy. No, I'm sorry, it was Parkinson's.
Parkinson's.
I've been dealing with so many neurological diseases behind the scenes here talking to folks about it. And that he was on some medications on top of the anti-anxiety, on top of the antidepressants that are known to have side effects, including suicide. So it's like one drug with suicide side effects, two drugs with suicide side effects, three drugs with suicide side effects. And right before it went to air, just noticed EpicTimes.com, Jerry Doyle picked it up, a big story. Our friend Rob Schneider, who we've had on the show, and we got to reach out to him again, Super Don, because this guy is brave to say what he's saying.
Right.
And he came out and he tweeted it, in fact, that he thinks the Parkinson's meds also caused Robin Williams' suicide. So, again, I say it this way, doctor-assisted suicide. If you're in mourning over the loss of that comic genius, you can blame the medical profession once again, the modern medical monopoly, mafia, whatever you want to call them. Now, this is not to say that Robin Williams is off the hook in terms of the decisions he made, right? Because some people will say, well, we want to make sure that you know out there that if you choose suicide, it's your choice. But this chemical induction this aberration in function due to changing body chemistry with FDA-approved pharmaceuticals is a very real contributing factor. May be that one thing among the many things that he was given to put him over the edge from depressed and not suicidal to depressed, suicidal, and actually taking his own life.
Well, you know, I did a little bit of research this morning. I just want to throw a real quick note in here that the Parkinson's drugs mess with dopamine, okay? Apparently dopamine, Parkinson's symptoms, they're caused by a decrease in the levels of the, you know, that chemical messenger, you know, dopamine. And so what these drugs do is they try to tweak with the balance of dopamine, and that is a big no-no. You don't want to mess
with dopamine. They're playing with
fire. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely playing with neurological fire, and Robin Williams lost. And he's just the most famous and most recent of those who have lost that battle. But what I'm here to say is that your doctor, your neurologist, your psychiatrist is not your friend, and maybe, unbeknownst to you, setting the stage for your eventual suicide. Now, I don't know that many of my listeners would take drugs like Robin Williams was taking, but he was very much a wealthy man because of what he did as far as economics. Although they say he was stressed out because he didn't have enough money to keep his lifestyle going. His divorce, he had at least one or two alimonies that were huge as well. And I'm not saying that those don't count for anything. But the reality is most of these things don't get you to the point where you're willing to just end it at that level. And what we have here is if you are angry, if you're upset at the loss of Robin Williams because he touched so many lives around the world, he was beloved and rightfully so for just a brilliant comic genius that brought a lot of laughter into my life as well. Don't take it out on Robin Williams as much as if you're going to take it out on something, take it out on the medical monopoly. Because they claim exclusive domain in the treatment of any and all diseases because of our Fear and Death Administration. Because of our abandonment of individual liberty when it comes to the care of our health here in these United States where this show originates. If you're around the world and you look to the United States and you still have good thoughts about it, it is because of our past association with a love of liberty, which has been lost due to a pharmaceutical mysticism that has taken over our country in violation of the First Amendment to the United States. Where Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. If Robin Williams had sought out a naturopath, a homeopath, any holistic health care provider, particularly unlicensed, but licensed as well, who claimed that they could cure Parkinson's, the medical police state, federal and state, and perhaps local, would be on them to prohibit the dissemination of information, would economically fine them, maybe even imprison the doctor because they are not doing an approved therapy. And we'll get into this with Ebola next hour. But this is a very, very important point, my friends, particularly those of you who love liberty, who happen to be in America. We have lost freedom, largely due to our love affair with modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience. And Robin Williams is just the latest casualty in a long list of famous and unfamous, I didn't say infamous necessarily, people who lose their lives due to FDA-approved drugs. Doctor-assisted suicide. Am I exaggerating? Let me know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I just want to let you know we've got an alternative take on the news coming up. Not that we ever have a mainstream take necessarily, but we have Teen Take. Andrew Demeter coming on board, and he's the guy that questioned Nancy Pelosi about NSA spying. We covered that story a couple of months ago, and he's trying to start up a teen network, news network. Kind of
cool is that, right?
We'll check in with him on that and many other things. We also, again, have major Ebola updates. I did add a big old question of the day from, it's just another story, Super Don, of the death, dismemberment and destruction of modern gastroenterology and colorectal surgery. As another, this time 20-something female is being threatened with removal of her body parts and colostomy bag, attachment.
Wow.
And I'm going to talk about that a little later in the show as well. 866-939-BELL. All the links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Again, kudos to Jerry Doyle and Epic Times for also linking to the fact that actor Rob Schneider is now acknowledging what we acknowledge here. And he has blamed the drugs the comedian was taking to combat Parkinson's disease for his suicide. That's pretty cool. Way to go, Rob. Love you even more for your willingness to stand against the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, well, you know, he was friends with Robin Williams for quite a while. I think for about 20 years or so.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I think we ought to reach out to him to see if he'll come on the show and talk about it.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I like the guy more and more all the time. He stood strong against a Democrat establishment, even though he's largely been Democrat in his history in California, for forcing this so-called ability of doctors to vaccinate children without the parents' permission.
And he got attacked for it, too.
Yeah, yes, he did.
But he stood his ground.
He's been a friend of the community of children who have been harmed by vaccines, the autism community. He's been very outspoken on the vaccine issue, the freedom of parents to say no. And we need more courage of that inside and outside of the Hollywood players that have some level of influence because of our celebrity worship culture on planet Earth. I mean, there are a lot of people that don't worship celebrities, but let's be honest, the so-called influencers, they look to see what are these Hollywood celebs doing and saying, and very few are like Rob Schneider or our friend Carol Alt, you know, and a few right. others out there that we've highlighted, spotlighted over the years here.
Right. Yes, so, sir.
All right. So with Parkinson's, as with all neurological diseases, we talked a little bit this week about this. We had Dr. King. We talked about some issues. We talked about it with Liam Sheff as well. If you live on cocaine and alcohol, you are literally giving yourself neurological degradation disease.
Yes. Yeah, not a good plan. Not a good recipe for good health there.
But we linked that, the relationship and the connection, chronic low-level dehydration.
Right.
Again, I want to point you to robertswater.com to learn more about how to hydrate appropriately to prevent these things from happening. But also the let's say, the treatment for the drugs that he was addicted to. All of these things, nothing about the use of essential fatty acids, no cannabidiol in the recovery for Robin Williams, nothing to, let's say, increase silicon intake, to revitalize, reestablish neurological integrity, the use of silver hydrosol to stimulate regeneration of neurological tissue. None of that is approved by the FDA nor the FTC. And I don't sell anything, and I'm going to tell you those truths every opportunity I get here. If you'd like to chime in today, this afternoon, this morning, wherever you are, the Robert Scott Bell Show is here for you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We may hear a little bit from Robin Williams in the next segment. You will never believe a man is suing a medical, I guess, facility over what they listed as his chronic problem. Robin Williams has something to say.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, back at you here, healing, broadcast healing, every day except for Saturday. Occasionally, I even don't take that day off, but 6 days a week here on Natural News Radio and GCN. Thank you to our podcasters around the world, including UK Health Radio, broadcasting it over across the Atlantic Ocean, they say. Yes, over there. And where else do we have it? Stitcher, iTunes.
iTunes, TuneIn.
Just picked up by Jerry Doyle's network, Epic Times. Very cool.
Yeah.
So we got lots of cool things happening. The world is sort of coming around to this thought form that we can actually acknowledge the realities behind disease, and that is true on every level. You know, that physiological level as well as that mental, economic, political, spiritual, all of that. And we bring it all together here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, I studied psychology. I'm not proud of it. I did. That was one of the things I studied. And I might have even gotten a degree. I'm not going to say, but I might have.
You might have.
Okay. Yeah, not impressed by it. Okay. But we have a story here of, you know, it's interesting. We've talked about the psychiatric manual, the DSM. You know, it says things that are psychiatric disorders. And we've brought out, made light of certain disorders that we don't believe are disorders, or disorders that we would wear with a badge of honor. You know,
yeah,
darn straight, I do have ODD. You don't? Right. What's your problem? Right? Oppositional defiance disorder. For those of you who don't know what odd means in the DSM.
Right.
Well, they removed something from the DSM way back in, I think it was 1973. They call it a Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. But one medical institution obviously didn't get the memo. Something happened here. Because we got this story. There's a man suing after homosexuality. His homosexuality was listed as a chronic problem on his medical records. Matthew
what?
Moore. Yeah.
A chronic condition.
Yeah. Matthew Moore, he wasn't pleased to find his status as a gay man described as a chronic condition.
Wow.
And this happened after a routine checkup in 2013. And I told you that Robin Williams has played a doctor in his many movie roles, and he wasn't the doc in this case, I'm pretty certain. But no. if he were, he might have said this.
Oh, I could play it straight.
Oh, please, look at you. Look at the way you're holding your glass. Look at your pinky.
That was from The Birdcage. You remember, in Superdome, I can't believe you haven't seen this movie. Robin Williams and Nathan Lane.
I've seen parts of it, but I've never actually watched the entire movie. And I was watching like a six-minute clip from the movie this morning, and I was just cracking up.
Laughing hysterically. Classic. Yes, exactly. And Nathan Lane, and it was based on La Cage aux Folles. I didn't say that right. Very French, but a farce, so to speak. And it was Americanized. But Gene Hackman was even in it as the uptight Republican kind of conservative guy. But anyway, very funny movie. You'd laugh your tushy off. And in this case, though, this guy is not laughing. He's suing.
Well, I don't blame him. I mean, being gay is not a chronic condition. Of course, I guess it matters who you ask, because there are people out there that will tell you that it is, but they're just ignorant.
He's saying it's a defamatory classification, but he's also suing for a pattern of deceit and medical record doctoring. You know, I think this is something that is endemic to so many of these codes, particularly in the psychiatric realm, where they have no basis for testing in reality, right? Yeah. If this were a chronic condition, you know, what are the signs and symptoms besides behavior, right? Is there a blood test? Is there a urine test? Is there some kind of saliva test? No, it doesn't exist in this way. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, this story is just crazy, because he complained to the Health Association originally, right? Because it was listed as a chronic condition, being gay, right?
Right.
And so he checked back again in May. This is some period of time after he had been told that it would be corrected. Mm-hmm. And they changed it. They changed it to chronic problem instead of chronic condition.
Well, did they ask this man if he perceived it to be a problem?
I'm sorry, we said being gay is a chronic condition. We'll fix it to chronic problem.
Chronic problem.
It's a problem now?
Dude. Listen, being heterosexual could be considered a chronic problem. Now, I'm only saying that because people who are heterosexual have chronic problems, too. There's no exclusivity based on your sexual orientation, whether you have problems or not.
Apparently, Torrance Memorial Health Association has an ignorance chronic problem.
Yeah, I know. An ignorance proficiency disease. Hey, listen, we're going to outpace that in the youth today, because Andrew Demeter is joining us. He's with Teen Take, a new, potentially wonderfully devastating and dangerous news organization run by the youths of America, perhaps the world. Are you ready for this? Get Andrew on the line. We're going to talk about Teen Take. All right, stick around. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Whoa! This is big!
big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk to some youngins. The youths.
Youngins.
The youths of America and the world. Take over. Come on. You guys have it because, you know, the elders have really ratcheted it up in a really kind of, let's just say it, a sucky way. And the inheritance, you know, when we talk about going back to the origin point of the organic American republic, you know, what kind of, what hath you wrought a republic if you can keep it? Clearly, we haven't kept it in good shape. And partly is our abandonment of that First Amendment. I mentioned it in terms of healing, health, supplements. In Robin Williams' case, getting on a drug that causes suicide for early stage Parkinson's. And if anybody puts out natural remedies, for instance, for Ebola even, they're going to be pilloried by the federal agencies. And we'll get to that in a little while. But what are the young people of America seeing? What are the teenagers seeing? Are they buying the same lines that perhaps our generation and previous generations bought? Well, letting us know that right now is Andrew Demeter. He's getting ready to crank up a new network called Teen Take. And he's the guy, if you remember, we covered the story a couple of months back. He was asking Nancy Pelosi some very pointed questions about NSA spying. Andrew, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Robert. And just to clarify before we get into it, Teen Take is actually the network YouTube channel I already have. And then the name of the new one that I'm launching is called Politicast, just to be clear.
Thank you very much. Politicast. All right.
Correct.
All right. So if it's Politicast, no one's going to know it's Teen Take. But I guess what you're going for is it doesn't matter that we're teens or youth. You just need to be paying attention to what we're broadcasting.
Right. So to kind of give you the synopsis, I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the, tenets, I guess, for lack of a better word, that we'll try to accomplish on the network will be exactly that. You don't necessarily have to be a teen to, you know, understand this content. We want to sort of break down the buzzwords and bureaucratic language of media and government to simplify the news without diluting its substance. So that's one of the main, goals we have with Politicast. But to kind of go into the reasoning behind why I'm doing this, essentially my logic behind this is just that the youth is the future of our country and our world, and right now it just seems like a very select handful of teens and youth are actually interested in politics. And I heard this quote once, if you don't take an interest in politics, they'll take an interest in you. And I think that really reigns true. And that's why people like myself and my peers need to begin, becoming knowledgeable and paying attention to politics.
Well, I don't want to get stereotypical here, but, in youth, they say all youth are liberal. When they get older, they supposedly get conservative. You're in your youth as a teen, and you were very much pointing questions directed at Nancy Pelosi in the midst of a number of other youth with you that really transcended a left-right perspective and just went to the heart of, for instance, hey, what's with all this NSA spying? And it didn't matter whether she was liberal, because you would probably ask the same question of a conservative.
Exactly, and that's one of the things, another thing with Politicast that we want to accomplish is, kind of breaking, as it's termed now, the left-right paradigm that we see in media. Fox News is considered predominantly conservative, MSNBC, CNN predominantly liberal. So what we want to do is actually offer a platform for teens who are already interested in politics to disseminate their opinions and, what their thoughts are on current events. And we want to give them that platform, but we don't want it to just be for, libertarians or just conservatives or just liberals. We want it to be for all those people, because whether or not we agree or say I agree, I consider myself a libertarian. I accept and acknowledge that. So we don't want it to just be one of these niche kind of organizations that try to, get their agenda out there and actualize their agenda. So we want a platform for people of all different political persuasions to just get their opinions out there, because I say this in the promotional video or the trailer video that I made for this Indiegogo campaign that is Politicast, and I said, as individuals, we're biased, but together our opinions will span the entire political spectrum. And I think that's sort of what media's initial intent was, being the fourth estate, but now that we see it so subsidized and it's subject to all this corporatocracy that we see, that kind of notion of being unbiased and covering all the political spectrum is really gone.
Well, you definitely, my friend, have oppositional defiance disorder, according to the DSM. You're in good company here. Again, you look to see, let's say, the deeper meaning in stories, maybe the origin points as opposed to just dancing on superficiality. As you said, we talk about the Hegelian dialectic. Super Don loves it when I mention the Hegelian dialectic. Do they teach that in school anymore?
No, but yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Problem, reaction, solution. That's basically the template that governments use now. But going back to Politicast for a second to kind of finish up my elevator pitch, I guess, I mentioned that we're going to get teens who are already interested in politics, get them on the network. And then, as far as how we're going to do that, like I said, we're going to get teens who are already interested in politics. And then we plan to actually rent out a professional TV studio, locally in Cleveland. And then, you know, by having a news desk, having flashy graphics and looking professional and everything, I think that will ideally, you know, grab viewers' attentions and keep them retentive. So that's kind of the first step of the process. And then the second step is syndicating that content via social media, which we know teens can't get enough of. And then in so doing, we hope to really inspire other politically uninvolved youth to begin taking action and joining forces with Politicast, because we want this to be something that can be done locally in Cleveland to cover stories like the RNC that's going to be coming here in 2016. We want this to be national as well, so we can have reporters, youth reporters and presenters traveling across the nation. And then for people who can't, be in the U.S., we also want to reach out and have international contributors who are youth-oriented, like, say, having a youth activist in the Middle East or something like that. It's like right now, what are youth and teens thinking in Gaza? It's like we really don't have a resource like that right now.
We're talking with Andrew Demeter, and he is with Teen Talk. He's got his own YouTube channel working on developing Politicast. Fascinating. I'm very excited about what you're doing. Again, we spotlighted his confrontation with Nancy Pelosi some months ago. YouTube has gone, I think, 750,000 views or something there. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take you right to his YouTube channel. Also a place for the Teen Talk on Facebook as well. Now, you mentioned the Middle East. You mentioned Gaza. I love the thought of going to the youth in those areas and trying to get it an unfiltered perspective that is not so much politically clouded as it is the human experience, the human story of how the young people are seeing these events. Of course, we can certainly interview folks here in America about viewpoints, but being right at the heart of what they're experiencing is something I don't see much coverage of from that perspective.
Definitely. That's like I said, why I think this is such an important, and it has just a lot of potential being a resource that you don't see in the typical mainstream media that we see every day. So I think that's why it would really be great. And ultimately, though, I kind of failed to mention this, but this is, in its current stage, Politicast is going to be, or it is, an Indiegogo campaign. So we're trying to raise money right now, take pledges, so we can ultimately, have some monetary funding, so we're not like the mainstream media where we take corporate bribes essentially and push one agenda or another. So if people are interested in this, even if you can't donate financially, you could still leave some feedback on the Indiegogo page or just share the link with family and friends. And eventually, if we can get this in front of enough people, we just need a little help from a lot of people. So if we can get this in front of enough eyes, then we can really be successful with this. So the campaign ends in 18 days as of today. But again, if people want to look into that, they can go to politicast.tv. And to spell Politicast, it's politicast.tv, and that'll redirect you right to the Indiegogo campaign page.
Yeah, we have it linked up in the notes, and we're blasting it out on social media as well. Listen, question about some issues from a youth perspective that you have. We've been covering this for quite some time now, the issue of cannabis, medical and or recreational. What's happening out and around the country? What are the young people looking at and seeing here on this particular thing that you've interacted with?
Well, I can't speak on behalf of, you know, my whole generation or anything like that. But as far as my personal opinion, I think, you know, being a libertarian, being someone who follows the non-aggression principle, I think cannabis marijuana legalization is completely sensible, so long as people, you know, going back to the libertarian idea, as long as people don't force it on anyone else or harm anyone else, I don't really see the problem. And I find it very ironic, too, how, and I know you talk about this a lot, Robert, the pharmaceutical industry and how all their drugs that cause all these horrible side effects that, you know, it's like a movie credits list or it takes up the entire commercial on TV of side effects, that is somehow legal by our government, but at the same time, cannabis, which is something natural that occurs in nature and has proven medicinal qualities to fight against cancer and stuff like that, is illegal. Yeah. It's completely incomprehensible to me.
I think kids got to be looking at this and going, man, somebody's on something and it ain't good for us, particularly in Washington, D.C. Now, what about the militarization of police forces? We see all that's going on in Ferguson and St. Louis, Missouri right now. That's got to be something on the minds of kids everywhere.
Right. It's a complete police state down there right now. I don't know if you guys saw it. I would assume you did or have. But that one video, too, that was released of the Al Jazeera America reporter, the militarized police threw tear gas at them, I believe, this whole crew, just media who were, you know, visibly far away from this scenario. And they even screamed out, you know, we're media, don't shoot or whatever, because they shot rubber bullets as well, I believe. And the militarized police essentially went over there, like dismantled the lights and cameras they had and stuff. So
it wasn't the Middle East.
Militarization is just this abrasion of the First Amendment as well.
Right. And Andrew, it was the Midwest, not the Middle East here we're dealing with, and it's right here at home. Hey, stick around for another segment, will you? Can you hang out for a few more minutes?
Sure, definitely.
All right, we're going to continue with Andrew Demir, get some youth perspectives on some other stories, including heart health.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, continuing now, a few more minutes with Andrew Demeter, Teen Talk, and, of course, PolitiFact.tv to go to the Indiegogo campaign if you'd like to see a youth network rise up and take it to the man and the woman, like Nancy Pelosi, like you did. Any truth to the rumor there, Andrew, that after you finished questioning Nancy Pelosi, that they renditioned you to a foreign country, or did it sound something more like this?
Yeah.
As they were walking you out the room.
No, surprisingly, I wasn't put into any another country or anything like that. I got a lot of comments saying I'd be detained and put in Guantanamo Bay very shortly, but thankfully that hasn't happened just yet.
Wow, like black helicopters and stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, all right.
They're real. Hey, have you seen Weird Al Yankovic's play on the song Royals about FOIL?
Yeah, I did see that actually a while ago.
Oh, we played. That was a classic parody. Loved that. But you know, on a more serious note, we talk about health. You mentioned the drugs. I brought on the idea, and comedian Rob Schneider agrees with me that the drugs themselves that were given to Robin Williams for his potential neurological degradation that they said he had may have in fact induced the suicide. And I'm thinking, you know, the young people got to wake up, because I grew up on medical drugs, FDA drugs, before I woke up. I was harmed by them. And I'm saying, we have a large youth audience around the world that listen to this show. And we didn't intend it to be, but I'm so thrilled that the message is getting across to the young people. Are you finding something similar in this regard, that they're questioning doctors, questioning drugs, questioning vaccines in your, let's say, peer group?
I'm really not sure on that. I haven't really discussed that too much, but I think just in general, I guess, I think social media, and that's kind of what we're trying to harness with Politicast as well, is really providing a lot of new information, a new avenue of information, and it's decentralizing a lot of this, government propaganda and all that type of stuff that we learn, whether it be from media or school or whatever, I think a lot of people are learning about, you know, alternative health stuff and stuff like that from social media, as opposed to, you know, just having propaganda or hearing propaganda from one particular area, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Absolutely. Now, you're a rising junior in high school this year, is that correct?
Correct.
Well, you're doing a bang-up job of extraordinary things that are going to make an impact already with the Nancy Pelosi questioning. But I do want to give you a little heads up if you do end up going to university, because I was there, and you know what they eat in college is very scary. And we've got a big story here that just came out about hurting your heart, and I don't want to see any young person get harmed by of their heart or anything. And it turns out, the thing that they've identified now that is hurting your heart, especially college-age kids, but not exclusively, get ready for this, it's instant noodles. Yeah, instant noodles. And I'm very concerned because, again, if you go off to college, everybody does ramen in college. I don't know if they make organic ramen or not, but, again, nutritional. I'm concerned for the kids raised on Fruit Loops and Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos. Is that still the case?
Yeah, definitely, and it's kind of funny. I guess it's kind of a cynical comment I have, but if I remember correctly, I think when President Obama and his wife just got out of college or were still in college or something like that, I remember them, I'm pretty sure they said they ate a lot of ramen and, like you said, instant noodles, so maybe there's a correlation there. I'm not entirely sure, but but that's shocking.
You know what? I remember that. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama did indeed eat ramen noodles.
Mm. That explains something. I don't know what, but something there. Hey, listen.
First, though, is half the population, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, if you're going to do that, please take extra selenium, extra chromium, extra silica. Call up our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And next hour, we're going to tackle Ebola in ways unapproved by any federal agency anywhere. And, Andrew, I know you're going to appreciate that. But, Andrew Demeter, thank you so much for joining us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really great and excited for you to launch politicast.tv. The links are up. I hope everybody plugs in.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Robert. I really appreciate it. And yeah, just in closing, if everyone could just go to that site you just said, politicast.tv, and like I said, if you can't even donate, that's fine. If you could just share it with family and friends, it would be greatly appreciated.
All right. Well, Andrew, we hope to hear from you again in the near term with any more stories you want to let out to the world through the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're happy. We're here. We're happening, and we're bringing healing to you wherever you are for Ebola. And you'll never guess where they're looking for new antibiotics. We'll reveal that next hour, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.